RF.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. I haven't uploaded any audio in a while, and I actually got a new computer, which I'm recording this on, and it's become my primary system. So, from August 29th, I mean July 29th to August 10th, I was on vacation, and then, you know, when I came back, I made an update to my True Voice script, which basically allowed, I added Zappy installation capability to it, and I also found the Luna and Hospi Chinese and Mexican Spanish voices, which I added to LNHTTS with TrueVoice.exe. And I also found a TrueVoice speak window. I added that to TrueVoice.exe. And, so I got this new computer. It's become my primary, and it's running Windows 10 and a 500 gigabytes SSD drive, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and an Intel Core i7 processor. And I have my Olympus as a mic for this. So, and I actually did add something interesting to the TrueVoice installer. An interesting feature that I discovered. Well, I didn't discover it, but I found out how to implement it. Let me actually go to the installer.
Run dialog type C, semi. Semi. Colon. Tech local disk G. Item TTTF. Item S. Item True Voice check. TT True Voice check.
I'll press enter on True Voice.
Secure desk.
User account.
Centigram True Voice TTS engine dialog. Do you wish to install Centigram True Voice TTS engine? Yes, button.
Yeah, I was just downloading something on my Apex. And now it's asking if I want to install TrueVoice.
No, but yes button.
I'll press enter on yes, and this is what will happen.
Centigram TrueVoice TTS engine dialog. Where would you like to install the English TrueVoice Intelligent Preprocessor demo? Edit selected C. Program files x86 TrueVoice.
Now, it's asking where you want to install the preprocessor demo to. By default, it will install in your program files TrueVoice folder. Now this is a great feature. It has the custom destination thing.
Browse button.
So you can install anywhere.
Okay button.
Okay, it continues.
Cancel button.
I'm just curious, what happens if I cancel this?
Centigram True Voice TTS engine dialog user canceled installation. Okay button.
Oh yeah.
SAP search and item True Voice checked.
That's what happens.
Secure desktop.
User account but, control dialog. Do you want to allow this app from an unknown publisher to make change? Yeah, no.
I'm actually going to install it.
Run dialog type app n www I c comma comma dot c o o p l desk probe c centigram true voice tts engine dialog. Are you sure you want to remove centigram true voice tts engine? No button. Yes button.
Enter.
Centigram yes. True voice tts engine dialog. Centigram true voice tts engine has been removed. Okay button. Programs and features folder new list.
And now.
On that Skype Sappy Voice on that Sappy Voices. Sappy status bar tab and sir. I header head True Voice checked. Secure
I'm
desk.
User account control dialog. Do you want to allow this app from an unknown?
Centigram True Voice TTS engine dialog. Do you wish to install Centigram True Voice TTS engine? Yes button. Centigram True Voice TTS engine dialog. Where would you like to install the English True Voice Intelligent Preprocessor demo? Edit selected C. Program files x86 True Voice.
No presenter.
Centigram True Voice TTS engine dialog. The folder C. Program files x86 True Voice does not exist. Do you want to create it? Yes button.
Yes.
Copying file. Centigram True Voice TTS engine dialog. Centigram True Voice TTS engine has been installed. Okay.
And that's the True Voice, the new installer.
Sappy voice. Stand by True Voice checked.
And I'm actually going to
Audacity panel track view.
And it will also create a shortcut in your start menu for True Voice.
Cortana Windows.
So actually launch that program.
TRUV. A True Voice Intelligent Preprocessor demo. English dialogue after. Before. Edit multi-line blank.
And I'm now in an edit box.
Speak button. Edit multi-line blank.
You can type something.
T-A-I-S space I-S space T-H-E space A-I-R S-T space P-O-D-C-S S A S T space I space A M space B O I N G space O N space F J J Y space N E W space C O M P U T E S S R.
And to a tab
button.
Speak.
Unavailable.
This is the first podcast I am doing on my new computer.
On the left, true voice speak button. Dictionary button.
Dictionary.
Edit multi-line.
We can do a dictionary editor.
System sub menu.
Now let's look at the about dialogue.
About true move. About true voice. About true voice demo dialogue. True voice intelligent preprocessor demonstration. Copyright 1996 by Centibram Communications Corporation. Demo version February 1996 for demonstration purposes only. Okay button.
And it comes with text files.
True voice
that demonstrate its preprocessing. I'm gonna close this.
Audacity panel.
And I actually also got to learn an LNHTTS speak window, which basically lets you read text files and stuff. So, and I included it in LNHTTS with TrueVoice.exe. So, what I'm actually going to do is open that speak window. So, let's see.
Run dialogue C colon. Backslash double I F O double S backslash LHSP text LHSP IG laptop TTP LHSTTS 60 CNT LHSTTS 60 checked LHTTS evaluator.
Now, let's make sure our voice and language are
set correctly. File sub menu, mode sub options, language contact, language Japanese V6.10 checked. Madar American English V6 LHTTS file sub memo option, laptop voice sub Peter checked.
Let's set it to
Mike Michelle Michael.
Michael.
LHTTS file sum memo load diction open. Open either Bluetooth exchange folder not sil tree command tree view out me below the MCDM sick the local disk on drivers fibro preview windows speed group pressing yes temp. LHST items UT temp text items American English demo. LHTTS file sum modes options language sum
memo. Make sure the processing mode is set properly.
Context sub email checked text. LHTTS Evaluator American English Demo TXT.
I'm going to press F5 for it to read. Assuming... Let me see what... Oh, yeah, I need to use the function key. Let me actually do that.
Hello. Welcome to LearnOpenHobsky's text-to-speech evaluator. This evaluator is a Windows program based on LearnOpenHobsky's text-to-speech system, which is designed to read any text. The text-to-speech conversion is based on state-of-the-art technology from LearnOpenHobsky. The system can split the text up into text lines, sentences, or words. If requested, it can also spell the text. For example, my name is Robin Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. The user can switch between two articulation modes, fluent and precise speech. An example. Once upon a time, an old ugly acrobat jumped into the ocean. Once upon a time, an old ugly acrobat jumped into the ocean. Intonation is calculated to generate natural sounding speech. Listen carefully to the following sentences. They got in. They got in trouble. They got in for free. Did they get in for free? The user can manipulate the accent structure. For instance, John is coming tomorrow. John is coming tomorrow. The LNH linguistic processing is fast and powerful. I will record this record in New York. Permit me to read the permit that I read to you yesterday. Dr. Jones drives down Medicine Drive. Moreover, the text-to-speech evaluator has no problem with abbreviations, dates, currencies, digits, etc. A few examples. Telephone numbers. Area code 617-932-4118. Numbers and dates. October 3, 2001. July 1, 1998. 1,996. Currencies. $2 billion. 100 Deutschmarks. Abbreviations and acronyms. Etc. DNA. New York City. Flight TWA 502 with destination Hong Kong will take off at 6:34 a.m. For addresses, use the address mode. Mark Johnson, 20 Ames Street, Apartment 26, Cambridge, Massachusetts 02139-4307. The speech output can be controlled in terms of volume, pitch, speech rate, and voice characteristics. The volume can be loud, or it can be very soft. It's up to you. The pitch can be very high, and it can be low too, depending on your preference. The speech rate can be very slow, or very fast. Have fun, and thank you for using LearnOut and Hobsky's Text-to-Speech Evaluator. Goodbye.
So that's a little demo.
LHTTS Evaluator dialog. Do you want to quit the LHTTS Evaluator? Yes button.
Yes.
LHST window. Items. New list. L. Audacity. Panel. Track. View.
So those, that was a little demo of both programs. And basically, well, that was pretty much it. So that's what's been going on lately. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.